Desert Island Discs. Each week, a well-known person is asked the question, if you were to be cast away alone on a desert island, which 8 gramophone records would you choose to have with you? As usual, the castaway is introduced by Roy Plumley.
Our castaway this week, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the great ladies of the music hall, Hetty King. Miss King, apart from the loneliness, what would worry you most about being on a desert island?
Well, I really would hate sandflies. And I'd be frightfully nervous. And I'd want to work out how I'd get something to eat.
Yes.
So?
Do you play records very much?
Yes, I like records.
You've made quite a lot yourself over the years, haven't you?
Quite a few. Yes, I have.
What sort of discs would help to break the monotony of a desert island life?
I would choose some of the old ones.
The old ones?
Yes.
What's the first old one?
Well, then, now, just let me think. I think I would like to hear Frank Sinatra singing Three Coins and a Fountain.
Why do you choose that?
Oh, well, he sings it so nice. And it's a little romantic, isn't it? And I love romance.
Three coins and a fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home.
Frank Sinatra. What's your next record?
My next record? Oh, well, now I love donkeys. Do you know I love donkeys? And I would like to hear Tony Martin singing the Donkey Serenade.
There's a song in the air, but the fair señorita doesn't seem to care for the song in the air. So I'll sing it to the mule, if you're sure she won't think that I am just a fool, serenading a mule.
Tony Martin singing Donkey Serenade. What a pity to have all that sand on the desert island and no donkey rides.
Oh.
Miss King, your parents were music hall performers, weren't they?
Yes, they were. My father, really, he was a blackface comedian. Yeah. Well, he used to do other characters, of course. And I think that's where I got a lot of this character stuff myself from my old daddy. Little red-nosed comic, little Irish woman with a black eye and another red nose. And I used to dance.
I believe you were left to put over your songs in your own way.
Yes. My dad believed my working out my own personality. He would teach me the words when I was very young.
Yes.
And then he would say, come on, little one, let me see how you'd work that. And I would work it in my little way. And then we'd forget all about it, or he would, for a few days. And then he'd bring it out again. He'd say, oh, that lovely little song we did. Will you do it again for me, love? And I'd probably do it a little better. And that's how we went on.
Yes. You were travelling all the year round?
All the time. Never stopped.
What about school?
Oh, that was when the board, I think they call them school boards or something.
Yes.
One night I had to hide under my mother's crinoline.
When the school board man came
by. Yes, I hid under her crinoline. She was ready to go on in the sketch. Under the skirt I went. Unfortunately, I saw the funny side of it, and I commenced to tickle her ankles. And poor Mummy, scared to death in case the man would see the crinoline moving.
Yes.
But we got out of that difficulty all right. He went.
But you had to go to school sometimes.
Oh, I had to go, yes. Sometimes we'd go in the morning, my sister and I, or another time in the afternoon.
Yes.
But school we had to go.
Whichever town you were in?
Yes, oh, every time.
When did you decide to be a male impersonator?
When I got thoroughly fed up doing imitations. I loved one of the impressions I did that was of George Lashwood. I thought, if I could only be like the great George Lashwood, he was wonderful. So I saved my few bob every week. And I kept it a dead secret until I had my little suit made and got my shirt and shoes and collar, ties, everything. And believe me, it was a lot of money. I had to pay a whole £5 for my tails. It was a fortune.
Yes.
And I had to get songs. So I got 2 songs and I paid a whole 5 shillings each for them.
And how did it go at the first performance?
Well, the first night I put it on, I was a great success. They thought I looked like Tilly.
Vesta Tilly.
Vesta Tilly, yes. Well, I hadn't seen Vesta Tilly, but it is true, I did look like her when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fortunate that night. Instead of being on first turn, which I usually would put on first turn, I think I was a third or fourth. And as I tell you, when I went on, I got a reception. I did my 2 songs, I only had the 2. When I came off, the audience wouldn't stop applauding. I was a terrific success. And that night, just fate, luck was in my way, a theatre manager was in front. And he said, I want you to come to my office tomorrow. And he said, I'm going to make you the finest principal boy in England. Oh, I said, I am so sorry. I couldn't possibly be a principal boy. I'm too skinny. My legs are so skinny. You don't worry, little lady. He said, we'll pad your legs and make you a fine principal boy. That was the beginning of my being a made impersonator.
Yes. Let's have your next record. What's number 3?
Well, a dear girl that I used to know and admire so much, Josie Collins, in singing Love Will Find a Way from the Maid of the Mountains.
Josie Collins in a song from The Maid of the Mountains. Well, Miss King, you told us about your first big chance. This led you to being top of the bill almost at once, didn't it?
I was what we call wines and spirits that week, just a little streak on the bill.
Yes.
And the next week, I was topping the bill.
Yes. Now, you were a male impersonator. You were really a character comedian, weren't you? You became a different character for every song. The soldier, the dude, the sailor.
Yes, all that.
I remember a great detail when you were a sailor. You cut and rolled plug tobacco expertly and put it in a pipe and smoked it.
Yes, well, I went on board ship one time on an old freighter and I watched one of the men cutting his tobacco and I thought, that's a good bit. And he rolled it and put it in his pipe, and that's how I learned to do the rolling of the tobacco, and that's the good bit of business that's become famous as far as Hetty King is concerned.
Yes. Then there was the story of the drill sergeant who told his squad, if you want to see arms drill done proper, go and see Hetty King. You're always beautifully turned out. Your uniforms are made by the best military tailors, of course.
Yes, my uniforms are made by the best. Oh, but I must tell you this one. I thought one day my naval officer uniform was not looking quite as beautiful as it should. The gold braid looked rather dull, so down to the shop I went, and I said, now look, will you press my suit, my uniform, and do something to the gold braid, and I'll call for it at 5:30. Right enough, I called, and I said, and don't put it in a box. I'll just carry it over my arm. I was working out at Stratford. That's a long way from the West End. So, right enough, I land in the theatre, open the tunic, hang it up, and I nearly had a fit. One side of the uniform covered in ribbons, and gold braid nearly up to my elbow. Good Lord, what have they done to my uniform? Oh, my goodness me, I put it on, and I said they've done something to the sleeves. The sleeves are too long. Well, whilst I'm throwing a fit, bang, bang, bang on my dressing room door, and a man rushed in. He said, oh, take it off, miss, take it off. I said, take it off. I said, I can't go on with it. What have you done to my uniform? He said, it isn't yours, madam. It isn't yours. I said, and who's it? He said, it's His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales. Oh, collapse of me. I said, where is my uniform? He said, it's all right. One of our men have gone to the palace. I said, what palace? He said, Buckingham Palace.
You both got your uniforms back.
Oh, I had my uniform back. Yes. At the time, I never forget seeing those ribbons.
Yes. Let's have your fourth record. What shall we have now?
I think Paul Robeson singing Old Man River. That's lovely.
I get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Paul Robeson. Now, Miss King, you've had a lot of success, but every career has its ups and downs. Are there any downs that come to mind?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget going to Greenock. I went on the stage there, you know, immaculate, and I hadn't opened my mouth to say a thing when a voice from the stall said, get off. I raised my hat. I said, all right, young man, and off I went. Well, the man was tight, and his pal said, well, what did you say that for? What did you say that for? Well, he said, I don't want to see that fella. I paid to see Eddie King.
Miss King, how long have you been a performer?
Oh, well, don't forget I started training when I was 5. Working when I was 8, about 78 years, I've had. Do you know, I'm getting on, I'm no teenager. I'll be 86 this month.
You're wonderful. Hey, you're the last of a great line of male impersonators. But you never try to make your impersonation completely convincing. You always use your own voice and give an occasional wink to the audience.
Oh, yes, I always like them to know that the woman is under the male clothes.
Don't you ever feel you want to work in frilly dresses?
No, not on the stage. No, I don't. No fancy at all.
Well, you're still working hard after 78 years in the business. What are your present plans?
Well, I'm hoping to do another television. And then I go to Eastbourne for a summer show.
Good. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Hmm? Let's have record number 5.
Well, I think we'll have Al Reed in That's Life.
When you're sad and feeling blue, and trouble starts to trouble you, don't ever despair. We all get our share. That's life. Dreams you build inside your heart just tumble down and fall apart. When fate takes a turn, you've just got to learn that's life. How bright you make things when you take things as you find them.
Al Reed, That's Life. What next?
Oh, one that I always love to hear. Dear old Bing Crosby. In Night and Day.
Night and Day. Night and Day. Under the hide of me. There's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through. Till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night.
Bing Crosby. Miss King, what are your interests outside the theatre?
Going into the theatre and getting everything ready for the next night. Seeing that my clothes are pressed right. turned into my pipe, tobacco, cigars. Then I may get all my letters together, fan mail, business letters, back home, up with my feet, rest for an hour in a big easy chair, if there's one about, then back to the theatre and do my work.
Are you a good housekeeper? Are you a domesticated
person?
Oh,
I'm shocking. I'm not a big girl. I let everybody do it for me.
Ever done any fishing?
Oh, yes, and I love fishing. Oh, I never thought about that. I love fishing. Yes, that's what I do. But we'd be off to have to live on fish all the time, wouldn't it? I think I'd get scales.
Let's have your next record. What next one?
My dear old friend, Harry Secombe.
Yes, you've worked a lot with Harry, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I worked a lot. 20 weeks at the Palladium, and then we went on to Manchester for 8 weeks, and Brighton, so, oh, a wonderful time.
What are we going to hear him sing?
All Through the Night.
Oh, my love, how sad and weary. Oh, through the night is my heart with a sighing weary. Oh, through
the night. Harry Secombe. And now we get to your last record. What's that?
Well, it's getting very late on the island. And what would I like to hear? I know. My dear boy, my friend, Frankie Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
And Give Me the Moonlight.
You helped Frankie a lot when he was starting, didn't
well,
you?
I don't like to say that I helped him. Let's say that he just used to stand at the side and watch me.
Mm-hmm.
And probably he got one or two little ideas.
So really he's two removes from George Lashwood.
Oh, he's not quite like Lashwood, but he's very wonderful, he is, really.
She's gonna be, if there's anyone in doubt, and they'd like to try me out, give me the
Frankie Vaughan. Well, there are your 8 records. Have you thought of one luxury that you would like to take to the desert island with you?
Oh, now let me see. Yes. I think as I'm alone on that island, I would like a little talking parrot. I once had a talking parrot, and it used to be appear in one of my songs. Yes, that would be lovely. I promise I wouldn't eat it. All I wanted to is to talk to me.
Well, we are really breaking the rules, because we always say that luxury articles have to be inanimate, but a parrot would be so at home on that desert island. It would look so right.
Yes, I'm sure it would, and I'd love it.
You shall have him. Yes. What colour?
A little green Amazon.
Right. And one book. You already have the Bible and Shakespeare.
Well, I'm very fond of history. And I would like a book on the world's history. And that will bring all the countries and towns and places I visit. What about that?
Yes, all right. The biggest history of the world we can find. And thank you, Hetty King, for letting us hear your desert island.
I've enjoyed every moment. And thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.